12-hour update. Approximately 12 hours ago, Albert was driving very merrily along his way to his soccer practice. He was filled with the anticipation of great exercise, meeting his friends, and just having a great time doing what he loves. But 12 hours later, the story is a little bit different. Here's what he had to say.
Almost exactly 12 hours ago, I was full of energy, full of excitement. At least I thought I was. I was going to play soccer after work. I was looking forward to it. There was no reason why I shouldn't be looking forward to it. But little did I know, my body had other ideas. I mean, let's think about it. I had been at work for 12 hours before that, and up roughly an hour, hour and a half before that, so around 5:30 in the morning. So it's roughly 13 and a half hours of being up. And then I was off to demand of my body something that my body wasn't willing to give me: a great performance. Consequently, my night of soccer was a bundle of frustration. My body was basically shutting down, and I was asking it to wake up and give me a performance that I could be proud of. It just didn't happen. I played horribly. The shots weren't on net. The passes were intercepted. The frustration level showed. Well, some of the other people who stayed fresh performed quite well. So the night ended in frustration for me. I recall myself several times during the practice saying, "Albert, this is supposed to be fun. Enjoy yourself." But the competitive nature in me doesn't allow me to do that. It wants me to perform at my best at all times, every play. I went home frustrated, tired. My buttocks had been shut down from sitting on it all day. I was crushing the molecules of my muscles by the weight of my frame onto a chair for 12 hours. What did I expect? I don't know if there's a lesson here. I don't know if anything could ever change under these circumstances. If I continue to work 12 hours and then go to soccer, I think it's going to happen again and again. The only thing that could... Well, here, I have a couple of options. This is what could make it better. We get an in-house masseuse who several times a day will deeply rub the lower half of our body, buttocks, thighs, calves, maybe our back, to keep us fresh. Another option would be to get a standing desk, or even better, a treadmill desk. Having a weight room in the area where a couple times a day, maybe every 3 to 4 hours, we could spend some time in perhaps group-led calisthenics. You know, the 50s style where everyone lined up and they sort of did it in a dance sequence number way. Or we could have somebody on site who is giving us advice and maybe sounding some sort of silly alarm or a verbal cue to sit up straight, stretch, get up. Sure, my Apple Watch does it. But you know what happens? When you get used to something, you kind of don't listen to it anymore. You know, I get buzzed once every hour saying, "Oh, it's time to stand up, time to stand up." Well, sometimes you're in the middle of something and you can't stand up. And then next thing you know, 2 hours has gone by. And what happens? Your buttocks is shut down again. You're basically in a wasting away status. You know what I'm saying? It's like a dead body. Rigor mortis starts setting in. So that's what happened. Just didn't go as planned. Today's a new day. I'm going to shake off the soreness in my body. And I'm off to another 12 hours of buttocks muscle shutting downness.
This has been a special report 12-hour update. Tune in again to hear more of what muscles are shutting down in Albert's body. Thank you and have a great Merry Christmas pre-week celebration.
I just want to share with you, I go through my struggles too, quite a bit. It's not always multicolored rainbows, fairy tales, and unicorns over here.